Uh-oh. I mean, according to my phone, Shear's being given the Holy Cross Church of Armenia.
What?
Yeah, that's what it says.
I don't know what that means. Can we change that?
Okay. Rabbi Sai, we were continuing. First of all, welcome back, everyone. Amish, tremendous schus to be continuing a shir and the same, learning the same Torah and developing the same ideas that have been discussed and have been worked on for generations throughout challenges, throughout different episodes of Jewish history, Rabbi Sai. Really makes it a machayev of who you are, especially after the Antifa Pesach, that we connect and we bring Jewish history to be into the present. Chayev Adam Liris Esatzmo. That Klal Yisrael and the transition to be the Kam Da'am that we're in right now in Sfiras HaOmer, we weren't an Am at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is something that's relevant to even me, Tafshin Pei Gimel. What religion says that you mamish have to view yourself as if? Use your imagination. It's something that we spoke about in Noam is a very, very difficult mitzvah to be Mekayim, but at the end of the day, it exudes the relevance and the fact that this is not something historical, this is something that's Chai V'Kayim, and as Rav Tversky just explained so beautifully, it highlights the, you know, the Nitzchias of Torah, and the fact that that's not just a theoretical concept, but it's something that I live by, it's something that I connect to, and something that excites me every morning. So it's really a tremendous chus to be a part of it, and to show how relevant each and every one of you are in the process and the continuation and the perpetuation of Torah for your children, your grandchildren, and that's not some like idea that you should nod your head like, oh, it sounds so nice. That's real. That's MS. That's the game changer. That's what's machalik me from anyone else in this world and from any other religion. And a purpose. I was talking to my kids over Yontif. We were speaking about, like, they're asking just like, you know, in terms of honest questions, not anti, you know, not being anti, just like really looking at the Goyish Welt, like what they live for, what their purpose, what and Baruch Hashem, we don't have those kashas. Baruch Hashem, those kashas are all answered. Those are the simplest questions from the day that they began Torah Tzivam Marush Marisha. Misinai, and it's a Marashal Yaakov, like Rabbi Berman said beautifully, but that's truthfully, that's the first thing that they enunciate. And we have a life of Torah, and we have a life that we should be enthusiastic, and like Rav Soloveitchik said, you need the enthusiasm, you need the chias, don't be that boring teacher, okay? A mucker for me to yell. Baruch Hashem, Rav Soloveitchik, don't be boring, because it's life, not because you have, because it's life, because it's chias. But that should be the same thing with your kids also. Excitement. Wake up. Hit your chavrusa a little bit. Mess with him. Come on, wake up. Have a charge in the Beis Medrash. That's what it's about. Don't be boring. Then it's just going to die. Then it's just going to be yashan. Then it's just going to be, right? We're in the zman of, right? We're just matir the chadash, right? You gotta make it new. You gotta schadshus. You gotta wake up every day fresh. So, on that note, we were learning B'yoshon, a b'raisa, on Daf Tesem et al, Tana Rabbanan. B'shloisha drachim shavu gitenoshim l'shechurei avonim. There are three drachim, there are three ways that gitenoshim were similar to shechurei avonim. So we dealt with this in great detail. We didn't speak about all of the elements of the b'raisa, shavu l'moloch, l'mevi, v'chol get sheyesh alav eid kusei pasol. So that's what we really harved on before Yontif, the fact that the Gemara entertained that by Shar Shtaros that a goy would be a kosher eid. So that was a major discussion. Again, some achlekes Rashi and Tosfos, a lot of lumdis, Rabbi Yisai, that which we always took as a davar poshet that a goy could is posala eidus is nishkin poshet. Okay, right. So then the Gemara says, and according to Remeir Barba, Rav Meir has a different sheet. We're going to be coming back to this machlekes, Rav Meir and Rabbanon, whether or not it's a schus to be an eved or not, and is Star Shichra going to be a schus or a choiv, an obligating factor or a merit. So that is whether or not has implications whether or not you could be chayzer after you gave that shtar. Should read up to the Gemara that we're up to. But Lamaisa, then the Gemara actually has a sugya that I was planning on doing. Jeremy has the Maror Mekoymis for it. If anyone wants an extra sugya for the Maror Mekoymis, I don't have time to give shir because we only have a few weeks left. So I wanted to jump ahead and cover ground and make sure we did these other sugyas. But there was a discussion amongst the Nesugya about the situation where the Edom don't know what's written on the Shtar, and then they read it to them. So Ayin Shom, if you want those Maror Mekoymis, Jeremy has it. Fine. Then the Gemara Frech Takash of Esuleka. Is that it? Aren't there more comparisons to Gitin Hashem B'Shechur Avodim, right? Why did the Braisa only say B'Shloisha Drachim Shavru Gitin Hashem B'Shechur Avodim? There's another one. What's that? V'Ika Oymer Tnu Getzeli Ishti Ushtar Shechur Zela Avdi. What happens if a guy commands and says, give this get to my wife and give this Shtar Shechur to my Eved Umeis, and then he's gestorben, and then he dies. So the halacha is, what's the halacha? Lo yitne lachar misa. So we don't give it, even though he made the tzivoy, even though he commanded to do so, we don't carry it out after he died. Tenu mana leploini umeis, mashe'enkin, when it comes to, that's a specific comparison that exists by what? By a shtar shechur and by a get, which should have made it into the brisa. And the contrast is to what? To a nesinas mona. Tnu mona leploini v'meis yitnu lachar misa. But if a guy says, give the money to the ploini, and then he dies, so then we will carry it out and we will be nois in the matona lachar misa. Now Rabbi Yisai, that needs a little explanation. Why should that be? Lamaisa, all he did was he made a request. In halacha, dvarim is not niknes and does not carry out a transaction. Halacha, the word talk is cheap is taken very literally. Talk is cheap. So why would you carry it out? So Rashi explains over here, the difference, and this is based on a sugya, and it's going to come up later on Meseches Gittin. Tnu manu leploini divrei shchiv mera kiksuv nekumisur in damya. Chazal made a special takana that even though in general, if I say, do me a favor, you know what, Jonah, I'm going to give you $100, so there's no kinyan, nothing takes effect. Okay, I might have to stick to my words. Chazal may say that it's not right for me to be chayzer on my dvarim, right? It might be mechusar amana, fine. But to say it's legally binding, it's not legally binding to claim that someone's a ganav after such a statement. That's ridiculous. However, there's one exception, and that was a takana midrabanan by a person on their deathbed, a shchiv mera. Divrei shchiv mera k'ksuvin mesurim dami. It's as if it's written up, and it's nimsar, and there was a maisa kinyan that was done, and the transaction takes effect already. Because Chazal assessed that if a person sitting on his deathbed and he doesn't think that this is actually going to take effect, and he has no ability to get up and do a maisa kinyan right now and to walk over to the guy's house, and he thinks that maybe they're going to find that figure, they're going to follow what I'm saying, maybe they're not. We said, relax, don't worry. Once you said it, it's keksuvenu mesurin damya. It's already a kinyan, it shafts already, so you don't have to be concerned, and therefore a person could have menuchas hanefesh. Chazal gave him that leniency, midrabban. Good. So this is all to contrast gite nashim shechure avodim to nesinas mone. So the Gemara says, yeah, to nesinas mone. Okay? So the Gemara is left with a kasha, so why wasn't this listed in the Braisa? Zok the Gemara, kiktani mils the less of b'shtaris, mils the isa b'shtaris loiktani. This happens to be something that's not unique to shtar shechur and to get. This is also true by what? By other shtari moment as well. That's what Rashi says. Mils the less of b'shtaris, mils the isa b'shtaris. This also exists by shtar shtaris.
She moser star matana lushlucha no lacher umes lo yitin lacher misa to lo yakna learad liminta star liyade vayishaita pakale rishus. Hey, so this by star moment exists. It's true. Tnu manalaponi in divrei shchiv meira, that is nikness miyad. But if you're giving over a shtar moment and you gave it to a shliach and that's you wanted to carry off, that we won't give lachar misa. So therefore, we didn't want to list that in the brayse. But Eina Chanami, you're right. There were other similarities between shechruri avodim and get isha that we're not going to give it lachar misa. Good. Rabbi Yisai, I want to read Rashi carefully over here. Rashi says begute enoshim mishum takonas agunos. And even Rabbanon, which Rabbanon, Rabbi Yisai, that argue on who? Rabbi Meir. They hold what? That what? To be an Eved is a Choyv, and to leave Avdos is a Schos. What does a mayor holder voice say? Why? Does anyone remember why? Anyone remember the Shabbos HaGadol drasha last year, Moshe Mordechai? Yeah, what was the Lashon? What's the Lashon, Jeremy? Don't say they could do whatever they want. Every high school says that, kid, they says you could do whatever they want. What's the Lashon of Chazal? Avdu behefkeira nichale. Avdu behefkeira nichale, Rabbi Yisai. What was the mayor telling us, Rabbi Yisai? Avdu behefkeira nichale. People think. Listen carefully. This is the most important thing I'm saying all year. Listen to me. Eye contact right now. People think that a life of hefkeris and no rules is cheirus. What's the song? School's out for summer, right? That's it. Avda behefkeira nichale, right? Zokter v'meir, you fool! That's an eved. That's avdus. You're a slave. The Kliyakar tells us you're a slave. You're a slave to all of your drives, to all of your yitzharas, to all of these externalities, Rabbi Yisai. Nebuch, Rabbi Yisai, what I just heard, person, close for a second.
Gemara. Talk to Rashi. Well, you know the Achrez Nisva. Filu Rabbanim Da'amr Shechur Rabbanim Zchusu V'zachal Adam Shloi Befanov.
It's true, there is a schus. So according to Rabbanan, right, what? He shouldn't be able to be chayzer, right? The chol kama delay mata gita liyad delay aver meshuchur. The cave in the maze called him sulo aver shechur ishechur. The nafkal erishus eminei. The chayal erishus yarsh. Okay, Rabbi said, this is where the sugya begins. Something's bothering Rashi. Rashi's struggling. Rashi's trying to, he's feeling a tension. What's Rashi's tension? Lamaisa, the Gemara says, what? Lo yitnu lachar misa, nothing takes effect. Since he's died, I'm sorry, nothing is going to able to be carried through. Why? Because you died too early. You didn't time things right. Sorry. Right? In fact, Rashi, wait a second. Slow down. Lamaisa, there's a machloikis by Shechurei Avodim, that needs explanation between Rav Meir and Rabbanon. What's machlokes between Rav Meir and Rabbanon? Whether or not there's a schus. So according to Rabbanon, that holds what? That really it's a schus to go free. Why? Because what? Because they're telling Rav Meir, they're saying, avda, that's really avdus. It's not really life. And really we hold that living a life of shichur with chiyuvim is really the ultimate life, Rabbi Yisai. That sheets is Rabbanon that you're never going to forget the rest of your life. So now Rashi fret the kasha. So if it's a schus, so then what?
So it should go through right away.
So it should be done. So Rashi, nihi de lahochi zochi be, de loy motzi lemahader. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It went through le'inyan what, Jeremy? That he can't be chozer. Rabbi Yisai, this Rashi is going to need a lot of explanations. There's going to be a whole set of Ma'ariv Mekomis just on that line that I just mentioned. I'm not up to there yet right now. But Rashi seems to be inventing a new type of schus, this mid-category. It's not a schus to say that it went through and it was carried out, but it's a schus le'inyan that what? That you can't be chayzer. I think this is taka the way, you guys tell me better than me, but I think this is the way contracts work, right? The contract that in a lot of firms are binding the fact that the employer has to keep you employed for that amount of years. But that doesn't mean if I sign a contract that I can't quit or I can't switch jobs. I'm pretty sure that that's the case. Like I still can shop around. It's an obligating factor on you that you're not choizer. So that's exactly what Rashi is inventing in the Shitas Rabbanon, that the Shtar Shichur from the Odin is Mechayev, the employer, that he can't be choizer, but what? It didn't shaf. You're not free yet. And it's not going to be a Shtar Shichur until your mom is going to get it biyode the Shtar Shichur. We'll have to come back to that line in Rashi. We're going to see not everyone agrees to that. But stay tuned. But then Rashi continues, everybody said, this Rashi is jam-packed. Miu Moide Rabbonon. Rabbonon agreed, the chol, kama, de leimote, gita liyode, lo yaver meshuchar. But Lamaisi, he's not free. He's still in halachic category, Rabbi Yisai. Right? If you want to know, is he chayef to wear tefillin that day, Rabbi Yisai, what's the answer? No. No, because he's what? Because he's an Eben, he's only chayef and mitzvahs like a Isha. Excellent. The cave in the mace called him, and since he died preceding to what? The delivery of UPS to get the Shtar Shichur at his domain. Sulo have Shichur Shichur, denafkale reshuse mine, v'chayelale reshus yorshim. Because by the time that what? UPS actually showed up and gave him the Shtar Shichur, he already was what? He died, and therefore, he's already Bereshus. Yorshin. Gishmak. Pasha Rashi? Pasha good? Everyone happy? Rashi makes no sense. Forget the fact about the Kiddush that I just said about Rashi breaking down the schus. Let's accept that. Let's accept that for a second. If you want to explain to me in simple terms, Rabbi Yisai, this is your debut of becoming a Rebbe, going into the world of Chinuch, and you want to explain to me why is it that if I die, the employer, the Adon, died, why is it that we can't anymore be Meshach in this Eved? What's the reason, Rabbi Yisai?
Because the Shire no longer has power.
Because there's no one to what? There's no one to be Meshachrer. The guy's dead! Why is Rashi standing up on his head and saying, oh, and at the time that you're giving over the shtar and the shichrur is going to take effect, shichrur, everyone applaud, we're going to have a whole kiddush, because this guy is now becoming chayav and mitzis, he's going through a gerus process according to Mary Yishayim, he's mamash a yid, we're going to give him a name, we're going to call him Jonah, Givaldi, but what? There's one technicality, what? He's Bereshus Yorshim? That's the issue. That's the impediment. Say much better. There's no one to free him. The Adon died. What Shichur is going to take effect? What Mishachur? What Shtar Shichur? Shtar Shichur only has relevance if there's a what? If there's a what? If there's a guy who's giving the Shtar Shichur. If there's no guy who's giving the Shtar Shichur, so then what? Obviously the Shtar is not going to take effect. That's where Rashi should have ended. And yet Rashi says, oh, because he's already in the Shus Yerushim. It's in someone else's Rishus. Implying that what? That were it not, and if there wasn't a Yerushim, if this guy has no kids, so then what? Then I could give the Shtar, and it could take effect. He's dead, for goodness sakes, Rabbi Yisai. He's gestorben. Say that, Rabbi Yisai. Gestorben. He's gestorben. Anyone understand any of the Yiddish from Rav? Okay, we got to work on it. Get cracking, Chavra. Get Chavra. What?
Agansior,
good.
I got
Yom Kippur. Agansior, Yom
Kippur.
Yeah, Matt, Moshe Mordechai.
I feel like based on our Gemara that we just read, so we got this concept of where a person's word can travel.
No, that's a limited case. That's a limited case. No one ever said that we're talking about a Shchid Meira over here. Shchid Meira is a one exception to the rule, and this guy might have had a heart attack on the spot. He could have been a healthy guy. He was not necessarily a case of a Shchid Meira, and that's an Umkimta and Rashi.
The Gemara is even though the Gemara is.
That's just by Tznu Mona Leploini, by a Shchid Meira. That doesn't apply by a Shtichur.
Okay. No, yeah. But does that apply by a regular person or no? If a person says
no, absolutely not. Your talk is cheap. Your talk is cheap. No, in the sugya.
So if the Eved were to appoint a Shliach Kabbalah like in the regular way, would that take effect even after the guy died?
Yeah, if you're talking about a Shliach Kabbalah, yeah. Because that's like the sugyas we learned at the beginning of the year. Yeah, John.
So Rashi is assuming that there's technically still, the Shliach still technically has power.
Because of Rashi's dinner, Shliach Shalom Kamos, that me, I'm...
Good.
So everybody said, this is not my...
No.
Technically, doesn't the Shliach Shalom turn into the Shliach
No. So Rabbi Isai,
this is not my Ha'ara. This is a Ha'ara that was introduced and
They were medayik this from this Rashi, this extra lashon of Rashi, which is incredible
that a line in every rishon is precious. That's what I think the godless of this sugya is. You have this incredible meiridika k'tzais ha'choshen in simin kuf hey ches. What simin is it?
Kuf
pei ches. That the k'tzais develops a fundamental chakira, but it wasn't only the k'tzais that had this almost identical mahalach. This was also a mahalach that was introduced by the Or Samech. Rav Meir Simcha, in his Chidushim on the Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin, was mechadish the following Chidush. And Amir Tzashem Rabbi Yisai, it's already 12:45, so I'm going to stop over here. The guys opened up the Ktzais yet?
No?
Okay. So Amir Tzashem tomorrow, Rabbi Yisai, we'll continue with the Ktzais and the Machlekes, the Rambam, the tour. Please take a look as I add to the Maror Mekoymes, it's Kedai to look at the Kesef Mishnah, to look at the Gemara that the Kesef Mishnah is asking from, and a fundamental Yisoid, and then Amir Tzashem will carry it from there, Halon, and then we'll move by there. Shkoyach.